Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and throughout our lives. Our goal, incredibly simple, to preserve the Republic. We can do that, ladies and gentlemen, but it takes an educated and a moral people. We'll never have more liberty than we have education and morality. Welcome to the broadcast. Quick recap of yesterday's show. Michael Connelly was our first guest, executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. USJF.net is the website. We talked about his booklet, Our Constitution. Kurt, Sam, and Michael provide post-Republican ABC debate coverage. Chris Christie knocks Marco Rubio off of script in the New Hampshire debate, says Breitbart. I guess Marco repeated the same thing over and over and over. Christie mocked him for his 30-second memorized soundbite. Very devastating for Marco. Donald Trump and former Governor Jeb Bush got into a, quote, feisty exchange regarding eminent domain. Crowd boos Trump. Trump hits back and says that's all Jeb's donors and special interests. I don't have any special interests like that. I don't need their money. It isn't quite true, though, that Donald has plenty of people donating to him, by the way. Trump, on using waterboarding, I'll do much worse than that, he says, USA Today. Trump doubles down on waterboarding. Wow. We declare waterboarding to be an immoral evil. Okay, I know war's not pretty, but I think we need to be very careful we don't lose the moral high ground. I don't think God would approve of torture. Just my humble opinion. That was hour one. Hour two, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked more on the Oregon shooting. We talked about Hillary's email scandal. We talked about the preparedness tip, take charge of your child's health, written by Joel Skousen's son, Andrew, doing a great job. We talked about a bunch of stuff with Joel. Very good broadcast. Hope you enjoyed it as well. And by the way, it is available now at LibertyRoundtable.com on demand at your fingertips. Not only is it available at LibertyRoundtable.com, it's available on your Roku player, live and on demand. Roku's pretty cool. Free, live and on demand radio at your fingertips. So that's going on. That's a recap of the show that took place yesterday. Today, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. I emailed you, Kurt, and I hope you have this handy. It's a statement from Ammon Bundy that he just released.
All right. So that's this morning, or was it overnight?
I can't remember if I sent it overnight or this morning. I think I sent it to you yesterday.
I see an update from Ammon Bundy. That would be...
Yeah, it's just a transcript from Bundy's latest statement. Mm-hmm. Ammon Bundy, February 6, 2016 is when it was released.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, sir.
I see it.
Yep, get all
it
fired
says,
up. Come on, Kurt, let's go.
This is a call to action for any elected representative in Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, the state of Washington, and Ohio. That's interesting. You have constituents in federal custody. Please visit and contact them to voice your support for free speech, the right to assemble, and civil disobedience. It is your duty to hold federal agencies at bay, protecting the people in your state. And to those who disagree with my speech or our civil disobedience and may dislike our ideas regarding that the land belongs to the people, please remember that you do not want free speech to be retaliated against by government officials. If you do not advocate for government to tolerate ideas that it hates, then the First Amendment and free speech mean nothing. arm yourself with ideas, arm yourself with education, argue and disagree, be free. Thank you.
You want to respond to that, Kurt? What do you think of that?
Well, it was certainly short and to the point. It identified the fact that freedom of speech, the First Amendment, is one of those, in my opinion, vanishing freedoms. You know, it's one of those things that, like he points out, hey, if you don't like it, that doesn't mean we want to get rid of it, because certainly sometime maybe your kind of speech would be, less than preferred. And, you know, I think it was well said.
Do you agree with him?
I'm trying to find any parts that I disagree with. I don't really see anything I disagree with. What do you say about it?
Well, I got kind of a mixed bag on this one, Kurt.
All right.
I agree in general with his statement for sure. This is a call for any elected official or representative in all these different states. I agree with that. You know what? There needs to be a call to action to those people for sure. You have constituents in federal custody. I agree with all that too. Please visit and contact them to voice your support for free speech, the right to assemble, and civil disobedience. Now, I disagree with that statement a little bit in the sense that I would like them to go visit Ammon Bundy even if they disagree with him. Not if they just, you know, want to voice your support. And the only concern there is now anybody who might visit him, who may not support him but would visit him in an effort to resolve things or whatever, now it's going to be taken that they're voicing their support, whereas they may not be. So I hope that doesn't deter people who don't agree with Ammon that, man, if I go, I'm just voicing my support. Because there might be people that go, Kurt, at first that don't support him. After they meet him and have a conversation and realize what he's really trying to do and what he stands for, they might agree with him more than they thought they would. So that's number one. And that's not any negative. I just want to make it very clear that even if you don't agree with Ammon, even if you're not voicing your support, why don't you learn about the man, meet him face-to-face, look him in the eye, and then make your own opinion, as opposed to just what you hear from the mainstream press, etc. I would really advise that. But you should voice your support for freedom of speech and the right to assemble no matter what. I mean, if you don't do that, you shouldn't be elected. Now, the civil disobedience thing is another matter, Kurt. In general, I agree with appropriate civil disobedience on occasion. I don't like the blanket civil disobedience statement, though. Because if it's taking over a federal building, I'm not supportive of that civil disobedience. However, there are certain civil disobedience ideas that I may support. And I guess I don't like that general idea that, hey, it almost makes you believe that free speech and your right to assemble and civil disobedience are all codified in the First Amendment, and I don't think so. At least I didn't read civil disobedience in there. Did you, Kurt?
No.
Now, is it justified on occasion? Sure, I'm not going to say civil disobedience is never valuable or a useful tool, but it depends on how and when. And I blatantly disagreed with his takeover of the refuge, and I still will, even though I agree a lot with what Bundy says. He says it's your duty to hold federal agents or federal agencies at bay, protecting the people in your state. Boy, do I agree with that. No question. And to those who disagree with my speech or our, quote, civil disobedience and may dislike our ideas that the land belongs to the people, remember that you don't want free speech to be retaliated against. If you don't advocate for government to tell our ideas that it hates, then the First Amendment's dead. I agree wholeheartedly with him. He's right about that. We need to be very careful that we stand up for ideas we disagree with. That's why I've been so supportive of Ammon Bundy, because I agree with most of what he's saying, Kurt. I just disagree with his takeover of that building, but I have the right to disagree on that. What I'm doing, though, is doing my very best to give him a fair chance in the media, in the courts, and everywhere we possibly can. Arm yourself with ideas. I agree with that. arm yourselves with education. I agree with that, too. When he says, argue, disagree, and be free. I don't really know that I mean, I am not against standing up for what's right, for sure. I don't know that I really like the argue, disagree, and be free thing. I think oftentimes division is of the devil. So we better be very careful there. But I generally agree with his points. Anyway, that was quite interesting. I thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention. That's the latest statement from Ammon Bundy on the bundyranch.blogspot.com. It's in his own voice, so we know it's his real statements. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. We had a transcript of Bundy's latest statement. Ammon Bundy, 2016. You know what? He's speaking from jail, and I love the fact that we're actually hearing directly from Ammon, not somebody else saying Ammon said this, Ammon did that, whatever. On bundyranch.blogspot.com, Ammon's statement that we just read is exactly there in his own voice. We know he's saying these things. And I agree with this general point about we got to stand up for free speech, the right to peacefully assemble, and more. And I agree we really need to work on thinking about, you know what, even if you don't agree with someone, you better support their right to say and do and believe as they do, or you're going to lose yours. Ammon's right about that reality as well. All right, Kurt, here's another interesting statement. It's an op-ed piece that you found that's very enlightening about the refuge, Kurt.
Yeah, it's this is an L.A. Times op-ed, the headline reads, "Before the Bundy Gang, I occupied Malheur National Wildlife Refuge." And you go down and read about this guy that back in 1978.
Yeah, read it. Go ahead. This thing's cool.
You want the whole thing?
Yeah, okay. It's very interesting.
I didn't know if, you know. All right, it says, "The ongoing occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge headquarters in Harney County, Oregon, has brought to mind my dark past as an occupier of that same facility. It was late fall of 78, and I was a student at the University of Oregon Law School. Fed up with contracts and torts, I decided I needed some fresh air and time off. Where could I go for a week on my shoestring budget? A gladly transplanted New Jerseyan, I'd already seen the forests and mountains of western Oregon. When I asked for advice, some friends told me that I really should check out the southeastern corner of the state, that it was God's country out there. The guidebook promised high desert mountain ranges, big skies, cattle ranches the size of my home state, scenic hot springs, and friendly people. I had no car and no money, so I set out by thumb from Eugene for Burns, about 250 miles east, the biggest town in the area. I got there pretty easily. My plan was to explore a big loop past the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge down to the small settlements of Fields and French Glen, around the imposing face of Steens Mountain, and then back along the Alvord Desert, with a stop for a soak at Alvord Hot Springs. But first I had to get out of town and find a free place to spend the night. I was used to the wet, warm weather west of the Cascades, and had underestimated how much colder it would be on the high desert. My army surplus sleeping bag was no match for eastern Oregon temperatures. Just as night was falling, a friendly rancher picked me up and dropped me off at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. I thanked him and walked over to the small collection of buildings, hoping to get out of the weather. There wasn't a soul around. I saw a small building labeled Museum and tried the door. To my delight, it was unlocked. I walked in, turned on the lights, and found myself amid an extraordinary collection of everything to do with birds, stuffed birds, pictures of birds, bird nests, bird eggs. More to the point, I had found a sheltered area out of the weather where I could bed down for the night and have some assurance of waking up alive. I spent a pleasant night with the birds. In the morning, I rolled up my sleeping bag, turned out the lights, and shut the still, unlocked door. In the morning light, the refuge was magnificent. I'd never seen so many birds, and this time they were all alive. There were thousands of them crowding the shallow waters of Malheur Lake, taking a break on their massive journey south on the Pacific Flyway. There were snow geese, songbirds of all kinds, ducks by the thousands, sandhill cranes, and more that I couldn't identify. It was like a bird convention. A bit later, I found a ride with a guy in a warm van who took me around the ghost towns, mountain ranges, and small settlements of Oregon's outback country just as I'd wanted. Everything turned out fine. I made it safely back to soggy Eugene in a week, ready to do battle with the law again. That's why I had to laugh when I heard that a bunch of heavily armed men had occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. Occupied? Really? I'm sorry to be the one to tell you guys, but it doesn't take a whole lot to invade and subdue the Malheur Bird Museum. All you have to do is walk in, and there you are.
And by the way, that's Ammon's statements. All they did was walk in. They didn't armed take over anything. They didn't have any hostages. They just walked in, and the door was unlocked. Now you got a guy 30 years before saying, I did the same stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And this guy, by the way, happened to be the, now he's the vice president of Oregon Health and Sciences University in Portland, Oregon. So he's kind of a big shot. Final little paragraph from him. Perhaps the militia types will get a chance to enjoy the treasures of the museum and the refuge before their occupation ends. There isn't a whole lot else to do there. Eventually they'll move on, as I did. When they do, I hope they'll remember to turn out the lights and leave the door unlocked. When they leave, someone might need a place to sit out a southeastern Oregon winter night. You never know.
Mark B. Williams is the guy that wrote it. In my opinion, L.A. Times does justice for a change. And it just goes to show, the only difference that I see between Ammon Bundy and crew and this Mark guy is that when the sheriff asked Ammon to leave, Ammon didn't leave. And he should have. He should have said, you know what? I'm grateful for the chance to stay and to make my point. Sheriff, thanks so much, my friend. Have a delightful day. We're out of here. I hope we can sit down at the table for discussions. We've made our point. You know it's a valuable point, and I expect you to work with me on this thing. And I want a redress of grievances. I want due process. I want the ability to really vet some of these things and have true investigative realities. Will you help me do that, Sheriff? I'm leaving on good faith that you will, my friend. And that's what Ammon should have done. Nevertheless, the point is this idea that they were armed to the teeth and they took it over and that they had to do an ambush and kill somebody. That narrative by the government just shows how out of touch and out of control the government really is. And now, on Ammon Bundy's website, Kurt, again, that is BundyRanch.blogspot.com, his attorney speaks. It's a lady, and she basically talks about how Ammon has not even been able to attend his court proceedings. And how ironic that is, that that's one of Ammon's biggest complaints is, what are we to do? There is no answers. There is no justice here. And now he can't even attend his own court dates / proceedings or events, whatever you want to call them. And the attorney is livid about that, saying how wrong that is. And boy, do I agree with that. And again, the federal government needs to learn to back down, needs to learn to obey the law as well. Now, I've been very clear and very direct about what I support and what I don't and why. But I agree with Ammon Bundy that, you know what, the government needs to obey the law too. And if they're going to demand adherence to the law, then they need to obey the law as well. And Ammon Bundy draws a very clear distinction. Who is the lawbreaker here? And I have to say, when you don't obey the sheriff, you're breaking the law. But I also have to say that the federal government's breaking the law at every turn. Killing Lavoie Finicum was not necessary, folks. They had overwhelming force, as Joel Skousen articulated yesterday. This did not need to happen. We don't need a dead person on our hands. It's a tragic scenario. Lavoie Finicum was a gentleman. His daughter's released a video that's quite good in his defense as well. It just came out. Very good. It's a tearjerker. I'll say that. Our guest coming up talks about this, wonderful event. They did a candlelight vigil for Lavoie Finicum. We'll tell you about it and what they've done in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, this half hour, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com and brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. All right, Kurt, you're up, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you... surprisingly, might not have heard about this, but in memorial of Mr. Finnecum, Lavoie Finnecum, there's some good folks that have basically put a nice little thing along the roadside. Now, you've seen this, you've seen these along places where there have been accidents or whatever, deaths along the road, and these good folks in that area have done the same thing. And in fact, I guess they put it up and put a lot of nice flowers and flags and that kind of thing, according to the reports we see. And yet, some folks came and tore it down, basically, kind of took down the, I guess they had a cross there. And one I thought was pretty interesting about the story, one kind of a logger guy, he climbed up a tree there and put it up higher, so he said it would just be a lot harder for him to take it down. And folks have kind of rallied around that, and been feeling like that's a good spot. I guess now, Sam, we have a lady.
It's a highlight of the battle. Right? It's a highlight of the battle that's going on in Burns. That's for sure. The people that put up the memorial, the cross, in the first place. Mila Carson, Burns, Oregon. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable.
Hi, Sam. How are you this morning?
Good. Now, you and your family put that up in the first place, right?
Yes. My husband built the cross out of 2x6 juniper. Beautiful, beautiful boards. Nice knots in it and coloring. He built that cross, and we went up there and couldn't put it in the ground because the ground's frozen, but we buried it in the snow.
And it was up. It was a great tribute. People were actually slowing down, driving by with a tear in their eye and everything for it. Somebody took it down, though, huh?
They totally removed everything, but the cross, they actually broke the top of the cross off, so it was just the beam sitting there, and it was still left in the snow.
And do you think their goal was just to do damage, or do you think, how come you don't think they just uprooted the whole thing? Lazy?
I don't know why they didn't uproot it. All they had to do was pull on it, and it'd come right out of the snow.
It's almost like they wanted to make more of a mockery with a broken cross,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely, and it wasn't vandalism by any means, because if it was vandalism, everything would have been strewn everywhere. It would have been a mess, but it was cleaned up completely and hauled away.
Interesting. Now this,
well, the State Road Department probably, the State Road Department probably had to make sure and clean up that refuse. You know,
they didn't have to clean up the glass when it was all over, but the cross, by golly, they got to clean that up.
Well, isn't it interesting? You know, I mean, if you have a highway patrol, you know, officer killed in our area, I mean, they put up a big old cross there, and I mean, it's something you can see from, you know, quite a distance, and yet I guess it just wasn't room for, you know, a citizen's memorial there, right?
Now, what you've got is a big divide in Oregon. In my humble opinion, this debate about the cross, you know, putting it up, taking it down, not letting people have a vigil for Lavoie really is kind of at the heart of this whole battle, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that right there. But I also want to say one thing. I talked to the Oregon Department of Transportation. They did not pull it down because they said if we pull one down, we have to pull them all down.
That's very interesting. So it's hard for me to tell. You got two groups of people. You got the people that generally support Ammon Bundy. Well, you got three groups of people, really. The people that support Ammon Bundy like me but don't agree with his action but believe we ought to pursue things in the courts, we ought to raise money, we ought to focus on freeing the Hammonds, we ought to focus on getting the land back, focus on the real core purposes or principles that Ammon and others stood for. Then there are others that say, you know what, it's not worth it, just work for the feds and let it go. The third group says we got to somehow have retribution for Finnicum's death. Those are the people that I believe are creating the most trouble.
Oh, I almost agree with you 100% on that. They've gone away from the whole criteria of what Ammon and Finnicum were fighting for, and now it's just, you know, retribution, and they've lost focus of the whole big picture of why they were in Burns.
Where do you think we go from here? Do you think this is just going to be a can of worms that'll never be dealt with, or do you think they'll come out of the refuge and this will be over? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know about the refuge. I personally think the gentleman at the refuge and the lady are a little bit dingleberries because they're just afraid of going facing what charges they have against them. That's why they don't want to leave.
Yeah, well, if they would have left when they were told to, they probably wouldn't have charges against them, huh?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. But here in Harney County, at least, and all over Oregon, I know for a fact, they have opened eyes and made people want to stand up and say, no, you can't do that.
And that's one of the most important pieces we need to really understand. Look, the federal government is out of control here. The fact that Ammon can't even attend his own court proceedings is very concerning, Mila.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, everybody deserves the right to be in court. You know, that's one of our God-given rights. We're allowed to address our accusers. And that's the whole reason why we have courts, to get fair and unbiased trials.
Right before you came on, we read this article. It was an L.A. Times op-ed piece. Before the Bundy gang, I occupied the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. Mark D. Williams wrote it, and Mark is this big old, lawyer guy, professor guy, educator guy. He basically talks about 1978 or whatever. He occupied the refuge, too. He just kind of walked right in and stayed there and then left. And so he kind of laughs when he hears that a bunch of militia guys took that thing over. He's like, there's nothing to take over, people. And that's one thing we need to remember, too. The mistake was not going into the refuge exactly. The mistake was refusing to leave when the sheriff asked you to leave. Now you're on the wrong side of the law.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct on that one, because there's nothing out there. Nothing.
Now, I really am frustrated with the county there and the federal government, because they really took the time to crack down and make this as if it was some kind of a dangerous situation. You live in the community there, you have a family there, you have children there that are in school, etc. Did you feel threatened by Ammon and his crew in any way?
Oh, absolutely not. They were respectful to everybody. And I had met him a couple times at personal houses in town. I'd show up and there he was in the house, and we'd have nice conversations and just treated us with a total amount of respect. my daughter was followed by a vehicle one night, and it was her explanation of it. It was an 80s perv van, and it was an old 80s van with very, it looked like it was just a drab black, and there was no shine to it, and a couple days later, we saw it driving down the road, and it was coming out of the federal base at the airport.
Well, that dovetails well with Chris Beal's story as well, right?
Oh, yeah. And she was followed also by an unmarked state police car. It was a expedition that she was followed by another time.
All right. And it's pretty easy to track the vehicles that the Patriots had. It wasn't one of those.
No.
Where do we go from here, though?
I'm in the back of their windows.
I'm encouraging the following steps for solutions here. Number one, we really, really need to educate. And Chris Ann Hall came into town. She spoke two nights in a row. Standing room only crowd. You were the one that made that happen, right?
Oh, no. Another lady here in town was Sabrina Schaefer. She brought Chris Ann Hall in.
All right. Now you're bringing Richard Mack in, right, this weekend?
Yes, sir. I am.
All right. So tell us about the event.
Well, he's just going to talk on his book about how the sheriff and the local government can restore liberty to our community. And that's a big thing because we need to have people in our government locally that will stand up and say, whoa, there, Nelly, you can't do that.
Imagine someone telling a bureaucrat that. Oh, we need more of it. When's he going to speak? Friday night?
Yes, he's going to be here Friday evening, but we were going to have a saddle horse rally and parade where all the ranchers were coming in. There were going to be about 200 to 300 ranchers riding through town horseback. And after talking to the judge and everybody, they've decided that, and because Clive and Bundy is supposed to be coming to town, they decided they're going to postpone that.
When you say talking to the judge, you're talking about Grasty?
Yes.
That dude needs to resign immediately.
Oh, yeah, but I think he's going to wait out the rest of his term and do as much damage as he can before he leaves.
Wow, what does the sheriff say about this whole thing? Isn't he for peaceful parades? What's wrong with this guy? He should basically ride his horse and be in the front of the parade.
Well, he's standing back.
As he's done this whole time, and that, to me, is a lack of caring for his fiduciary responsibilities. And because he's been derelict in his duty, I think that the sheriff needs to resign as well. That's just my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. Mila Carson with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. More in seconds. Stay tuned. Other side of this break. Got some interesting tidbits for you. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Mila Carson. And Mila and her family are the people that put together the first tribute, if you will, the first memorial to Lavoie Finicum. And it was tore down and rebuilt. Tragic that it was tore down. It just shows the divide in the community. Nevertheless, I believe we need to refocus ourselves. We need to have an investigation about Finicum's death, no question about it. We need accountability, no question about it. We need to push towards that using all legal means necessary, without a doubt. However, it's not about retribution or about anger or about working outside the law. It's about getting back, in my opinion, to the core of what Ammon and Ryan and others were standing for in the first place, which was, let's free the Hammonds. Let's bring back accountability. Let's have transparency. Let's have the rule of law. Let's focus on a redress of grievances and appropriate due process for ranchers. Let's get this done, and then let's focus on how to get land in the hands of those who rightfully should have access thereto and ownership of. And that's really the core that I feel like, you know what? We're starting to get further and further away from, and I think that's a mistake. So it starts with education. Chris Ann Hall hit it out of the park in Burns when she came to speak, and now Richard Mack is coming to speak this Friday evening. They're not going to cancel that, are they, Mila?
No, I talked to Richard last night, and he still plans on coming, but I did mention to him that if he didn't feel safe coming to Burns, then I would totally understand, and he's all for it. He says now is the time.
Yeah, the message needs to be very clear, folks. We've got incredible, incredible momentum right now. And what we need to do now is channel that momentum into appropriate solutions that can literally free the Hammonds, that can literally create an incredible defense for Ammon and Ryan and others, that can put together a war chest to deal with these things in the courts and to have accountability. You know, we really need to make hay while the sun shines. Is that what they say? Anyway, we really need to make a difference here, Mila. And I appreciate you bringing Richard Mack into town. Is it going to be free? Where is it going to be? When? Et cetera.
It's definitely free, but I will ask for donations just to help defray my out-of-pocket costs. But he's going to be at the Memorial Building at the fairgrounds, and it's just going to be a one quick two-hour deal, 2 to 3 hour little seminar. And I have encouraged our sheriff to come, and he says he's feels better if he just stays away from all of it.
And my response to the sheriff would simply be this.
His spokesman said that. I have not talked to the sheriff directly.
And my public response to the sheriff would be this. You know, David Ward, my friend, why don't you come and meet Sheriff Richard Mack? He was a former sheriff. He now leads the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He won at the Supreme Court, Sheriff Ward. So, you know what? This guy's not a small fry. He's not clueless. He does know about the proper role of a sheriff. And meet him, shake his hand, look him in the eye. It doesn't mean you endorse anything he says or does, but let's see if there can be some common ground built. That's what I would say
Absolutely.
To the sheriff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, many people in the community are saying, well, I don't believe in what he says. Well, how do you know if you believe what he says or not? You haven't talked to him.
look him in the eye, hear him speak, and then decide for yourself is all we're asking, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we expect a packed house, though. What time is it at Friday night?
It starts at 7, and you'll probably have a meet and greet around 6:30. And I'm thinking it's going to be really peaceful. I've invited peace officers and sheriffs from all over the state to come send out emails. And I've also been working with a gentleman in Payette, Idaho, where he's going the following day. He's going to go speak in Payette, Idaho.
That's phenomenal. All right. Yes. So,
and I've spoken to the sheriff over there that is extremely excited to have him come.
Excellent. Do you have his name handy?
Zolman.
Sheriff Zolman.
Zolman. He's in Adams County, Idaho.
And it's Z as in Zolman?
Yes.
Got it. Sheriff Zolman. All right. Now, you wrote an incredible statement that when I read it, I felt like, you know what? It's so spot on. I want you to read it on the air. Do you have it handy?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's let that rip. I think that's really valuable. We need to focus on healing people. We need to focus on solutions. We need to consolidate the Patriots to fight another day in a different venue and to really push for our real goals. And for those who don't believe I have real solutions to do that, the real battle is going to end up in the state of Utah. I don't know how many of you know that, but it is, and I can explain why. But Mila, go ahead with your statement. It's spot on.
Okay, I wrote this and I put it on a Facebook page because the amount of people that were throwing hate and anger on the Facebook pages, I just wanted to try to calm the waters, so to say. But it said, I've been thinking about our once was tight community. I've seen the lack of compassion, not just for the quote-unquote outsiders, but for the fellow community members and fellow human beings. I'm saddened that there are those that have to belittle and berate people. The throwing of hate and discontent has made me ponder how, in fact, did the outsiders cause these problems to people to turn on their own community and so-called friends. I agree our community is divided, but was it silently divided before? I have seen the comments and have come to the conclusion that our community was divided before. The comments of average people calling your neighbor uneducated or yelling out white trash is showing the community and the nation for that fact that our community is not tight-knit. Many claim to be very righteous and religious, but many have forgotten some of the teachings in the Bible. John 8:5-9. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with a finger wrote on the ground, and as he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. This is no longer a Bundy issue or a government issue. It's a human life issue. It's a love your fellow man issue. It's the true meaning of charity, compassion, empathy, and love issue. Everyone needs to say a prayer for all involved. The family of a human soul who has departed his mortal life, the families who have suffered strife, the people who have been hurt emotionally from the actions of others are those who need our help. The ones throwing hate and disdain truly need our prayers to calm their anger and hatred.
Now, I think that is absolutely spot on. I think that's what we need to take all across America is that we need to have dignity for each other. We can agree, we can disagree. You know what? That's the public forum known as America. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have to express our opinions and advocate for our positions, and that's great. But when it comes down to our behavior, when it comes down to how we look at others, we need to love our enemies as ourselves. We need to love our neighbors as ourselves. We need to learn to be followers of the Prince of Peace, Mila.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the whole point of everybody having free will is that we can make our own choices, and we can't force those choices on others. All we can do is educate ourselves and show true love and compassion towards our fellow man.
Takes a lot of hard work, But I guess we just got to lead by example. And if we really want to heal America, in my opinion, that's where we would start. We would start by loving our neighbors. We would start by service to our neighbors. We would start by setting an example of kindness and generosity and showing people what the Prince of Peace really stands for, who he really is. In our own actions, would try to have his image in our countenance, if you will.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100% because there's so many people that have stepped away and let their frustrations turn to anger and their anger be very not nice to their fellow man.
All right. Any last thoughts on this thing, Mila? You've lived it, right?
Yeah. I just hope Cliven doesn't come to Burns.
All right. Cliven Bundy, we hear that he's trying to come to Burns. We think it's an absolute mistake. There's nothing there, but now we're hearing that there's armed mercenaries there, ret to go in case the Patriots get out of line. Is that accurate?
Oh yeah. There were some gentlemen guarding the courthouse so you can get back to the sheriff's office. And they're standing there in full tack, no name tags, no anything that will tell you who these people are or what they work for.
Sheriff needs to stand up and say that's not acceptable in my community.
Absolutely not. Somebody went up and said, who do you work for? And he gave him the sheriff's card. You'll need to call this number, and then you'll find the information you need.
Wow.
A simple question of who do you work for? I don't see any badges on you. Your flak jacket doesn't say police on it like everybody else's does.
Yeah, that's what you call ratchet up intimidation, huh?
Oh, yeah. And everybody's carrying around long guns and, you know, fully automatic weapons and strapped to them and totally, you know, completely tacked out.
Wow, I'm for going to church. I'm just saying. Thank you, Mila.
You're welcome, Sam.
There she goes, Mila Carson, setting up for Richard Mack of the CSPOA to go speak in Burns, Oregon this Friday night, 6:30. Be there at the fairgrounds, man. They got good stuff going on. Education, education, education. No doubt about it. We've got to make lemonade, as Chris Ann Hall says. Boy, do I concur. Thanks for Mila putting together the memorial for Robert Lavoie Finicum. I'm sure his daughters are grateful for that, and so are we. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. We're also on the Roku player. You want to turn your phone into a radio? 712-432-5339. We the people can restore America, but it takes hard work, folks. This nation shall endure.